Glory to Jesus Christ. During the clergy retreat past week, we had a service called Parastas. It is a service that we pray a night before funeral. This time we prayed for our brothers, brother priests and deacons who have died this past year. It's really beautiful service. And our dear friend of this parish, Father Stephen, was the main celebrant. And let me tell you, he knows how to make us, the clergy, become one unit. That service, in my opinion, is always the most loud and most beautiful service we pray during our retreat. This service is truly beautiful because it is a three-way dialogue between In some prayers, the faithful pray to intercede for a merciful judgment for a deceased. In other prayers, it is the deceased admitting to the weakness of sin during the life and now asking for forgiveness and acceptance into everlasting life. And then, in other prayers, we hear the voice of Christ as a merciful judge. So while we were praying, we came to a part where we sing a few of the verses from the Psalm 118. And one of those stood out for me. The law of your mouth, O Lord, is more precious to me than thousands in gold and silver. When I heard this verse, I had to hold tears because I thought to myself, if I die today, tonight, will I be able to say to God that His law, that His commandments that are found in the gospel were more important to me than anything else in my life? I think that's a question that needs to be asked, and it should not be asked lightly. It is a very serious question for our life. At first, living out the gospel might seem impossible, but we cannot just throw our hands in the air and say it's impossible. We have to act on our imperfections and see how we can become better Christians, much more holier Christians. A certain saint said, "The law is the expression of God's will. If everything within is filled with the law, that means it is filled with God's will. The divine element has been received within and been joined with a man's whole being. It both serves as a guide for God's entry and prepares an abode worthy of Him. Then the all-loving God takes up His abode, and where God is, everything hoped and wished for is present." Unfortunately, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we were introduced into uncleanness of passions and sinful and sins and sinful desires which fill our heart. And then when we try to practice our faith, suddenly we do not have time, we do not have energy to pray, to meditate, to read the scripture. We stop meditating on the words that we hear in the gospel because we are already preoccupied with the next thing. How many of us, just right after today's gospel, our thoughts were somewhere else already? The busier we are, the more lax we are. And when it gets too much, and it does, then church, our spiritual life, is the very first thing that is dropped. And then we truly become like the young man in today's gospel, but we become spiritually dead. We become desensitized. We even become desensitized to immoral ways. And we, unfortunately, don't fight them, but rather accept them. And the result is world today. We cannot let ourselves to get to that point. But if we do, if we get into this point, then we have to know that a serious repentance must follow. We have to accept where we are in our spiritual life. And everybody is somewhere else. It's like a ladder. Not everybody is on the same step. And we have to see how much junk is in our heart. It can be, and it will be, a tough process at the beginning. But once, over the time, when we declutter our heart desire by desire, passion by passion, that we will experience peace from the world and from the worldly anxieties. Those who could come yesterday for parish cleanup have experienced the same thing that has to happen in our life, in our hearts. If we looked on how much we had to clean up, to me it seemed impossible. Or that we would only clean a certain area and that's it. But time, effort, and a lot of elbow grease made our church grounds look very beautiful, presentable. It is the very same concept, but we have to turn inwards and see what needs to be plucked out of our heart and thrown away in order to make room for God in our life. When we start and live our spiritual life fully, and we participate in our own personal prayer role, then we can see that the whole parish grows. I don't want to make you proud, but I have seen so many small miracles in this parish already, after 2 years. I see so many people revitalizing their spiritual life, which led to many beautiful things. And as I see it, this parish, because of your dedication to prayer, sacrifices to make it to the daily liturgies, feast day and Sunday liturgies, dedication to repentance, to fasting, can become a refuge to those who are lost in the world, who are looking for strong, faithful foundation. When we grow on a personal level, the church grows too. And when the church grows, eparchy grows too. When we dedicate ourselves to God, He blesses us. He makes us fruitful. I know for sure that if we keep progressing in our spiritual life as we are, we and our church will be able to help those who seek refuge. We are in the age where we cannot, absolutely cannot be satisfied with the faith of our ancestors. It's time to put gospel in the middle of our life. When it's not as visible during baptism or the rubrics changed, but during the, when I was baptized 31 years ago, the priest, after baptism, would take the child And he would take the child around the altar, sometimes once, sometimes three times. That was to give physical message to the parents, godparents, look, I'm your priest, and I'm taking your child around the gospel, so you do the same. During weddings, or Byzantine weddings, the first thing that bridegroom and bride see on the tetrapod here up front is not an icon, but a gospel book. And depends on the priest. Sometimes there are two sides to the gospel book. One side is resurrection of icon, and another side is crucifixion. So if you have a priest who likes jokes, he turns the gospel to the crucifixion icon to give a message, suffer. So that's what it is. But then what happens at the end? The couple is led by the priest around the tetrapod three times to show them that your married life is no good if gospel is not in the center. And same thing with ordinations. You get the point. When God is in the middle, His will is done. And sometimes we fight it. And sometimes we don't like which way it goes. But it is what it is. We are Christians. We follow the cross. So if we find ourselves like the young man in today's gospel, then let us not give up, but rather let us put gospel in the center of our life and seek help within our Lord and His commands. And through that, beautiful life, unimaginable life can become of us. Glory to Jesus Christ.